Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently
Blessed Podcast.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have a topic about cruising.
Yes.
All right, so if you haven't figured it out yet, we were out on the high seas.
Yes.
Headed down to the Caribbeans when this episode was recorded. And why was this episode recorded on the high seas? Because we were just too busy and doing the packing,
homework, work,
and everything. But I know that our people who listen every week, they're used to the episode coming out on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
But this one will be a little late. And why was the episode late? Because no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
And busy. We was not buying the internet package.
Right.
So we decided just to wait until we actually got to port in order to give our weekly little rundown, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we actually flew from Virginia to
Miami.
Mm-hmm. Man, shoot. It's bad when you've been on so many cruises and stuff that you don't even know where you flew into. But we flew from Virginia to Miami, and then we stayed in Miami a couple days. Mm-hmm. And then
we headed
out on the actual cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But before we even talk about the cruise, though, I wanted to talk about the, what is it called? The licking, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the name of the restaurant?
Yes.
For those of you who thought we was talking about something else, we are talking about the licking, which is a restaurant in Miami. And our church family person there, Sunette Lopez, her brother owns about,
I think it's four in the Miami area.
Four restaurants in the Miami area.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the restaurant is The Licking.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Or Finger Licking?
Finger Licking. That's what it was. I think it's Finger Licking.
Okay, well,
it's either licking or finger licking.
Yeah, one of the two. But it's actually like a soul food restaurant, and they actually have some real good food there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to give them a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the Miami area, look up
The Licking or Finger Licking. Yeah.
So we actually had a chance to go there on the Saturday before we actually headed out on cruise. I'm sorry, on the Friday before we headed out on the cruise.
Yeah.
And so the food was excellent.
Excellent. Yes, nice decorations. I mean, the whole restaurant is it's the atmosphere.
Yes, nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we actually got to meet her niece and her nephew. Her nephew is actually one of the chefs at the restaurant. And so I didn't have any complaints. I don't think anybody else had any complaints.
It's none of
about
us.
The food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are actually cruising with seven of our closest friends, if you will. So it's very interesting. So we actually rented a van on Friday. I think it was a 12-passenger van. And with a 12-passenger van, we went out supposedly to do a little bit of sightseeing and to pick up some last minute items for the actual cruise. And while we were actually out picking up the items, most of the time we spent at Wally World. And if you don't know who Wally World or what Wally World is, that is Walmart and Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. So we actually spent about two trips to each, and to move eight people or nine people around.
No joke.
Everybody's got to go to the bathroom at different times, mm-hmm. and do everything at different times. So it's a big operation. I'll put it that way. And I'll leave it as that.
Well, you were the host.
Yeah,
the shit, right?
The host?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't no host. How was I the host?
Don't you set up everything?
Uh-huh. I didn't set up everything.
Yes, you do.
I just I rented the van and stuff and mm-hmm. ended up being the driver. Yep, the duty driver. And so I guess I was the host. But yeah, we actually had a great time down in Miami. And then after we actually ate at the restaurant, Minister Lopez actually jumped in the van with us and showed us around.
Yeah, gave us a tour.
Tour of Miami, because mm-hmm. that is where she's from.
Mm-hmm.
She currently resides up in Virginia Beach area where we live at, which is the Hampton Roads area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she was at. So we actually had excellent time. I really appreciate her and what she actually did for us.
She did a real good job. She did. She set it up for us.
Real good.
And then,
real good.
And then, too, the way it happened, we didn't even know she was going to be there. We were just calling her
to get the address for mm-hmm. the restaurant, mm-hmm. right? Because she had always told us that her brother owned a restaurant in Miami, and this was the first time that we actually got a chance to actually go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So not to harp on it, but once again, if you're looking for some good soul food, you want to go to the Licking or the Finger Licking, mm-hmm. one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Food was great. I think I had some grilled chicken,
mm-hmm.
Some type of rice, and some vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was broccoli, but everything was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, we even ate some of the broccoli bites for actual breakfast the next day.
Mm, it was delicious.
You know, because we were actually headed out on the ship and we didn't want to actually eat like a buffet or something like that
mm-hmm.
that day, the day of the cruise, because you know, you get all that food on the actual ship.
Right.
So I will say this about the port of Miami. If you're going on cruise out of Miami, I think they have it down packed.
They do.
I know they have all of those ships that go in and out of that port, but overall, their whole operations is
smooth, we jump
right off the van.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to lug our luggage around. We actually gave it right to the porters. The porters loaded it up into the little carts. And then afterwards, they actually gathered us all around. And then they gave us the speech about where to go. Make sure that you don't have any medication in your actual bag, or anything else mm-hmm. that you may need before
they remind you of that. So yeah. That's good.
Yep. And then the next question is about how they like to get tips or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't mind tipping if the people are helpful, and these guys was real helpful.
It makes you a little light.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But other ports that we have been to for cruises, well, when I say ports, I guess the actual embarkation point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of them was as smooth as that. Even with that, we actually went right to the actual line,
mm-hmm.
and we were in line for only about, what, maybe 5 minutes or whatever. Even though we had a bad experience with the little lady,
mm-hmm.
you know, that lady was off the chain. So she basically was like, these names don't match or whatever, some old crazy stuff like that. But I was not going to allow that to ruin my vacation. So I didn't follow her up or whatever. And I just was like, it's three of us here. And when we was putting the papers together, they must have gotten mixed up or whatever. Yeah. So
it was an easy fix. That's why I didn't understand.
Yeah, easy fix, meaning the paper was actually in the wrong passport or whatever, but all of them had the same last name.
Right.
So I was confused by that and why she did what she actually did. But it was okay because the experience, it is what it is. Sometimes things happen and you don't expect them to. But I think that was probably the only real bad experience so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to give a shout out to the crew members of the actual Magic. I think that Carnival does a great presentation. They keep everybody informed, and you know, people might say that it's low budget or whatever you want to call it, but I believe that it's a wonderful, wonderful operation. I know people say that there's other ones that is better,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how much better you can get with the food and stuff like that that we've gotten
mm-hmm.
so far. How about you? What do you think about
that?
I
believe the food is really good. Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm honest, just like you said, how much more could it be? How much
better? So do you think that people say that because it's what they want to perceive,
mm-hmm, because of
perceive in their mind,
mm-hmm, their
because
money.
They're paying they more
want to,
and
they want
or whatever?
To justify it.
Yeah, so they want to justify it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some other people, like my coworkers, they've been on both, and they said that they like Carnival better because they have more fun,
mm-hmm.
and it's more lively,
mm-hmm.
on the actual Carnival fun ships. So I don't have anything to compare it to, and reason being is because we've only been on Carnival,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you like Royal Caribbean better, then that's on you. If you like Norwegian better or the Viking of the Sea, MSC, whatever,
mm-hmm.
to each his own,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So I know one thing's for sure, like with me, once you own so many shares of the cruise line, each time that you go on a cruise with them, they actually give you a credit. And that's why I'm sticking with Carnival, is because we actually own some shares of Carnival. And why throw that money away, you know, a start over,
mm-hmm.
when we are actually getting close to being to the next tier of their rewards program. And so their rewards program, I guess, is red for up to 24 days, and then 25 to 74 days, it's gold, and then 75 days up to 199 is diamond or platinum, one of the two. I get those two mixed up. But we're actually getting close to the next tier. Right now, we're currently gold, and they are going to be basically doing our laundry.
Yes.
I think it's two bags per person who is of whatever that next tier is. So with that, would you be interested in letting them do your laundry or not?
No.
No? Mm-mm. So you still would like to do your own laundry?
Yeah.
I disagree with that. I mean, certain things you might want to do.
Yeah.
But for me,
like,
personally,
for pants and shirts, that would be fine.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those are big items that you won't actually have to do.
Well, I'll be fine with it.
Yeah. I know I would be fine with it. And I think they actually wash, dry, and fold your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is an excellent program there, you know. But how about the food? Let's talk about the food on the fun ship.
Okay.
How was the food?
Excellent.
Have you had any issues with anything that you have gotten?
Well, we've tried. You know, we tried that one dish. But it was tofu.
Different things.
Yeah. Tofu steak.
Yeah.
I did not like. I think it was a sauce on that.
Yeah, I don't know. But most dishes that we have tried have been great. Mm-hmm. So one thing that's good about being on a cruise, if you want to try different things,
mm-hmm.
it's easy for you to actually try different foods. They have alligator. They have escargot. Lobster tails, shrimp, chicken, lamb, fish, you name it. I mean, they have it, you know. So it is one of the best ways that you can vacation if you are vacationing on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have all of your entertainment needs right here on the ship. You have your room and board right here on the ship. You have a casino right here on the ship. You could play cards, or just you can hang out. You can dance, party, have fun. The one thing that I have a problem with on the ships is the amount of time that you actually get in a port.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the ports that we actually went to. One of them, the first day, I think it was you get like almost 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours. And then the other ports, within about 8 hours, you have to be back at the ship. Or one of them, I think it might even be less than that. Might be like 6 or 7 hours. But it's like you got to be back by 2:30. So that's not a whole lot of time, right? So
that's enough time to take a picture and go back.
Yeah, you taking a picture and going back. Well, first off, when I'm going to those type of places, I personally am not going to waste up money eating out in town when I have all of the food that I paid for on the actual ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know people that say, hey, you want to go to these places and you want to try the local cuisine or whatever. I can understand that, but all of the local cuisine or whatever you want to call it, I've already paid for on the ship. So I'm not trying to waste up a whole bunch of money with that. Now, if it is something like, a taco or something like that I want to try, I won't actually have a problem with that. But it's just going out and spending another $20 or $30. That is what I have a problem with. So just if you're cruising, make sure that you have funds that will cover all of your expenses. That way you don't have to put it on a credit card or whatever. So that way you can actually, take care of your trip without having a big bill when you actually get back. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings.
Until next time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother
and my sister.
Peace.